Hello, hello. You're listening to Mushtar FM 89.6. It's me, Nata, and I'm super excited about the topic we are going to discuss with you. And the topic is again inside my favorite frame, education. It sounds like learning through teaching. Because it's just recently that I realized that by teaching you not only spread knowledge, but you only learn something yourself. And it was so surprising to me that I wanted to know more. And when I want to learn more, I usually ask all my friends and family what do they think and what was their experience. So I asked many of them, and I'm super happy that a lot of my friends shared their experience on this topic. They sent me voice messages, and I was living their experience through, just as I'm living now my own experience. So I'm gonna speak about my own experience meanwhile, but also let you hear what my friends said, because they're absolutely from different backgrounds, cultures, they taught different subjects, and they have different thoughts about teaching. In the end, if you're interested, I would suggest you some resources where you can try to be a teacher yourself. Let's start with some short pre-history. I was always into teaching because I always wanted to help others. And that's why I started to study at university to become an English teacher. But I never finished, and now I'm volunteering here. But here I received an opportunity to try teaching English and Russian at a local school, and then some more opportunities popped up. But it was funny that I was practicing in a Hungarian school this autumn, visiting a few lessons and teaching a few lessons. But my groupmates from university are having practice now at Belarusian schools, and they also sent me some of their feedback on this experience. We are gonna to listen to five absolutely different people, and I'm gonna comment on whether I share their experience or no. So when I asked these five people to share their ideas, I gave them some questions to rely on, and they were the following. I asked to speak about their personality a bit, who are they, also answer if they have teaching experience or not. Then the question was about leaving their comfort zone because of the starting of this exciting experience of teaching. Then I asked if teaching changes your personality, what did they personally learn from teaching, which soft skills they were developing through it, and what is the biggest advantage of teaching for them. Let's listen for the first guest of today, and it's lovely Chichi.
I'm Chichi, I'm 23 years old, I'm from Argentina, I'm a pharmacist, I just graduated, and right now I'm studying computer science. So for the past like 2 years, I've been doing some talks where I teach people what I've been learning about IT. I'm in a lot of IT communities, so I do like mentorship talks or just the things that I started learning. And when I first started, it was really difficult for me because computer science and IT is not something that I specialize. I just started studying it by myself. I most of the time studied by myself. So giving a talk about something that I just learned on my own was kind of scary, but I think it was really, really helpful because I could not only teach people and get other people interested about what I've been learning, but also I would learn the things again and maybe learn them in a deeper level. If you want to teach something, you have to understand it 100%. So giving a talk or just trying to mentor someone helped me understand better the content that I was teaching. And I think when you teach, you learn a lot of soft skills. First, like just like expressing yourself in a clearer way, or this sense of kind of leadership, or just started to be more present and try to listen to other people and try to understand their points of view. I think that teaching is not one way, it's two ways, so you have to try to be as clear as possible when you give the information, but also try to be more receptive when you get the information from your students, because it's not for me when I did like the talks, it's not like I'm the teacher and they are my students. We're just on the same level. I'm just sharing what I know, and I hope they share with me what they know or what they've been learning. So I think it's a two-way. So you have to learn how to speak, how to say the things you want to say, but also how to listen and try to understand what the other people are saying. So I think that like the biggest advantage is like it helps you learn. It's not that you're just teaching, you are learning the material, and you're also at the same time you're like helping others to understand the material. Like it's a win-win for everybody. So yeah, I really like those experiences, and I hope like I can continue like learning and teaching other people about all the things that I'm working, or all the things that I'm learning by myself. I think it's like the perfect way to understand the material and at the same time inspire other people to do the same.
I absolutely agree. For Chichi, one of the main points was to revise material yourself while you're teaching. And I remember, truly, my professor of message of teaching was saying that if you are not gonna teach English, then consider that you forgot English yesterday. But of course, it's not the only advantage, and we are gonna make sure of that. I suggest you to listen to a voice note of my university friend who is now practicing at a Belarusian school.
So, hello everyone. My name is Vladislav, or as my students usually call me, Vladislav Gennadievich. And I am a newly born teacher of English in Belarus. Right now, I'm a graduating student of Linguistic University, and I'm practicing in the Belarusian Gymnasium in Minsk. Few words about my experience of teaching. Do I have an experience of teaching before? Probably I can say so. I've been a tutor for more than half of a year for my friend who I wanted to start learning English from the scratch. So I know some basic methodology, how to catch some intention, and how to create a good class. I want to say that some of my friends and some of my colleagues can say that, no, they says that it's quite difficult for them to teach because they need to leave their comfort zone. But probably I can't say that everyone should do this, because it highly depends on your personality and whether you are extrovert or introvert. Because for me, personally, as someone who are very talkative, who are a good mixer, who are always wanted to catch some attention, it's quite easy, because I know how to catch people's attention. And it's very, very important skill to be a good teacher. So, at this point, I can say that you can be a good teacher. You have some, let's say, pluses to be a teacher, advantages, if you're a talkative person. This is the first point. The next point is that you personally can study while you're teaching. Why so? I can also can say it on the example of my students, or my own students. Now they are on the 7th grade of the gymnasium, but still, so far, they probably can be students of Linguistic University. And sometimes I feel like, you know, I'm talking not just to kids or just to my students, but like I'm talking to the really natives. Also, the nice advantage of being a teacher is that you probably can learn through teaching process. Why so? For example, during the curriculum, I need to give a new words for my students. Many new words. New grammatics, new words, new methods of talking. And while I'm doing so, while I'm teaching all this, first of all, I need to teach it myself. I need to study all this material. And sometimes I find out really interesting things that I didn't know before. Some new words, I don't know, just for example, as resemble, that I really didn't know. So far, I find out a history of the Statue of Liberty that it plays in New York. Or I revise some new grammar, not new, but I write some grammar for myself, and it's really important.
A new advantage popped up is that while you're preparing lessons, you always learn a lot of interesting stuff, not only inside your subject, but all over around. But on the other hand, I really disagree with Vladislav Gennadievich, because I'm an introvert, and for me it's also interesting to teach. Maybe for me it's more problematic to catch the attention of a huge group of people, especially if there are small kids. But on the other hand, I'm better at preparing lessons, thinking it over, and working in one-to-one environment. Anyway, speaking of teaching, I remember that my first trials at school were really stressful. I was shaking, and I was afraid of children. But my group was not even children. They were 15, 16, 17-year-olds. And still, I was really stressful. And there is one more funny thing about young people teaching, which my next friend is gonna share. Alexandra is also teaching at a school now, having her first practice in the life. And while I was listening, I understood that I felt so much similar when I was first time at school.
Hi, my name is Alexandra, and now I'm having my practice training as a teacher at school. Since childhood, I have been dreaming about the profession of teacher. I thought that it would be easy for me because I'm a creative person, I'm a person who do love kids, and I'm a person who love developing, who love learning something new. But the reality is not what I have expected. I have been working at school only for 2 weeks, but still I have made some conclusions about school and about children. First, I expected that children would be motivated and that they would have eyes which are full of desire to receive knowledge, but they are not. They do not want to study, and I think that the main reason is my age. They don't treat me as a teacher. For them, I'm just a schoolgirl. I have a situation in my lesson a week ago. We discussed the types of tickets, and I asked the children what type of ticket should I buy, an adult or a child, and their answer was a child. But I'm not a child, I'm 22 actually, but children do not consider me to be their teacher. Then they often speak squirrel words because, as I have already mentioned, they don't think that I'm their teacher. For them, I'm just a friend. Of course, sometimes it's good when you're a friend with your students. I mean, when you have good and warm relations in your class. But it's not about warm relations in my situation. They just do not respect me, actually. I needed to leave my comfort zone, because their behavior leaves much to be desired. They start talking loud during their lessons, and I'm a person who is very shy and very close person, and I'm afraid to speak louder than they speak. And when they misbehave, I want to start to speak louder, but I cannot because I'm afraid of their reaction. I'm afraid of the reaction of the teacher, of the real teacher who is looking at our lessons. I had experience of teaching before when working at the summer camp, and for me it was easier, and now I understand that the reason of it was me having two more colleagues, the colleagues who were more energetic and who were not afraid of speaking loud and to showing that they do not like something. And I'm afraid of doing such things. I'm afraid to show that I'm not satisfied with the quality of our process of learning. I'm not satisfied with my students when they misbehave. And that's why my working experience at school is not the experience which I have expected. But still now I have a teacher who's checking me, like she's checking the quality of my classes. And I'm very grateful to her, because for her it's not a problem to tell children that they misbehave, and she really helps me because I'm afraid. Through teaching, I'm learning that I need to be more confident I need to be less afraid of students because why should I be afraid of them? I am a teacher and they are students. They should respect me and it doesn't matter whether I'm 22 or 42.
So Alexander mentioned some soft skills and for me, yeah, it is the most important part in the process of teaching is how I personally develop during this. As I already mentioned, during first experience at school, I was shaking. Then I took some private lessons to teach through an application Let's Shake Hands. I'm going to describe it in a minute. And during my first lesson there, I was holding it through Zoom with a girl I never saw, and this girl was 6 years old. I was shaking and I was really stressful when I was preparing the lesson. It was a lesson of basic Hungarian and, frankly speaking, I never worked with children of 6 years old before. So for me, it was so unusual an experience. So the application Let's Shake Hands basically is an opportunity to help Ukrainian kids because now they are traveling all over the world and it can have a really bad effect on their educational process. So they are changing schools and they don't understand the native language while the teacher is explaining something. So this application appeared to match volunteers and Ukrainian students to work together. I registered and I just selected subjects which I can teach. For example, English, Hungarian, and maybe literature. Then you set your schedule when you can help. And then the application matches you with students who need help in this subject. And you just have a call and answer their question and support their learning process. This is a volunteer application and it's not an advertisement, just I'm sharing what I found by chance and for which I'm really grateful for. Because I never finished my university to become a certificated teacher and I didn't know where I can find practice because I was too stressful to become a private teacher on real. So for me, this application became a platform for practicing. But not only teachers can start using this, any volunteer at all. And another advantage is not only soft skills, which were mentioned, can appear when you are teaching other people. So one of them is cultural exchange. And I can say that my students, Ukrainian kids, who are now living in different countries, Bulgaria, Latvia, and France, when they speak English to me, they share their life. They share Ukrainian culture and also the culture of the country they live in. We also exchange a lot of emotions and help and support. It was supposed to be an application for me to support Ukrainian kids, but actually a lot of them support me in return. So even one of my students joined our podcast to speak about her teaching experience. She's just 15, but she's teaching piano for beginners, for little kids. And I can say that only through such projects of teaching exchange, such also emotional support and cultural exchange became possible.
Hello everyone, I am Tanya and I am 15. I am from Ukraine, but now I live in Bulgaria. I can say that music is so big, a really important part of my life. I have been playing piano for approximately 14 years because my mom is a piano teacher and she has taught me to do it since I was born just. Now, my mom has her own music school and I have an opportunity to try myself as a teacher. So now I don't have a lot of experience in this field. It's only approximately 1 year, but I'm gonna continue because I enjoy it a lot. What about leaving a comfort zone? Of course, I think so. Because as an example, I can say that my mom didn't open her own music school in Ukraine. She had a really big dream to do it, so she had a job, she was teaching people to play piano, and it was comfort zone for her. She reached all her aims, and she just didn't have a way to develop herself. But unfortunately, because of the war, we lost everything we had. And when we came to Bulgaria, she opened her own music school. But no matter how scary it sounds, but without the war, she wouldn't have dared to take such an important step. So anyway, we have to leave our comfort zone to develop ourselves and to reach all goals. What about how my personality changed by this experience? I just can't say that I'm 1 year ago and I'm now There are two absolutely different people. Before teaching, I was so shy and it was so difficult for me to communicate with people at all. I couldn't find a common language with children and I couldn't even imagine that soon I'll become a teacher. And to be honest, I learned a lot by teaching. Because all children are completely different and everyone needs a special method. And I need to learn a lot of psychological techniques and methods to find a common language with them. I also need to develop my soft skills. No way without it. Therefore, I learned a lot of stuff about life by teaching piano. But the most important thing I learned is to understand everyone, to be less principled, to be softer, and to find common language with everyone. I became more emotionally stable and able to adapt to completely different conditions. I also became more attentive to details, I guess, and so on. It's a lot of soft skills which I learned. And the biggest advantage of teaching for me. It's a really interesting question, but I guess that I can share my knowledge with others. Because I really want to do it. And also to see all my students' results and their happy and satisfied faces when they won their first competitions. So I just enjoy my job because of all the emotions and nice people. I guess that's all. Thank you for listening to me.
Thank you, Tanya. I'm really happy that after all, this experience of teaching brings happiness. So dear listeners, if you also want to try teaching, not paying or receiving any money, which can be problematic, you can try yourself in the application Let's Shake Hands, helping Ukrainian kids study school subjects through English or Russian or Ukrainian if you speak them. And also there is one more project you can join to try teaching or studying or just being in this international frame, which I absolutely adore. The name of the project is Polyglot Youth Project. This is really international, through all over the world. Do you remember our first speaker, Chichi, from Argentina? I met her exactly in this project, as well as many, many, many other people. All these people in this Polyglot Youth Project are united by their love to foreign languages and cultures. Just right now, the guys, and you can find them on the Instagram or you can find their website, are getting the new circle of academic year, our inner academic year, from April on. You can apply as a mentor, so as to teach and to help learning languages, or as a mentee, so as to study some languages. They, by the way, suggest German, Spanish, English, Korean, Dutch, Arabic, French, and also Portuguese. I need to confess that unfortunately I never taught in this project, but I so much like and share their worldview that in this cycle I cannot wait till joining them as a coordinator. The one who provides support to mentors. So if you come as a mentor, you can be sure that you're in good hands. Speaking of good hands, there is one more nice person I met in this project. She's one of the directors of this project, Shivani, and she also shared her first experience of teaching in this project, which opened still more doors of how teaching can be useful for your personality and your worldview. Let's listen.
Hey, I'm Shivani. I'm 16 years old and I'm from Singapore. So actually prior to joining IPYP as a mentor, I had no prior teaching experience and it was a very enriching and fulfilling experience for me. When I first started teaching, I did have to leave my comfort zone. I think for me, both of my mentees were older than me. So I was 14 when I started teaching and both of my mentees were 20 around there, and I was teaching them English. So I was the younger one, and I wasn't used to having authority or being able to, you know, educate people who were older than me. And it was a very new experience for me. And I think that I was honestly very concerned about the fact whether they'd even take me seriously because I was so much more younger than them. But I think along the way, they really grew to respect me and I respected both of them a lot too. And in many different ways, we inspired each other and learned a lot from the entire process. My personality changed through this experience because both of my mentees were from different parts of the world. So one of them was from Indonesia, which is fairly close to Singapore, but their culture is so different. And I think I learned a lot about my mentee as well as her country as a whole. And there were so many things that I didn't know about Indonesia. My other mentee was from Brazil, and she and I bonded on a very different level because we realized that we had a lot of common interests, common likes and dislikes, and we got along really well. And at the same time, I learned a lot about different cultures and different traditions, which I didn't really take much effort of learning about previously. And we eventually exchanged, like, all the three of us, we eventually exchanged different foods and different festivals that we celebrated. And I think it helped me grow as a person, as an individual, because it made me see how diverse the community is outside just our country, our community that we live in. Through teaching others, I realized that learning is a lifelong process. I considered myself to be quite good at English because of, you know, prior experience in school, always being told that by my teachers. And I think that when I was teaching English for the first time, I actually learned that in order to be a good teacher, you need to continuously learn, you need to continuously put in the efforts, and you need to be able to, in order to be able to satisfy the questions that your mentees may have, you have to do a lot more by learning. So that is something that I learned through teaching. As of developing any soft skills, I would say that I did indeed, because the lessons were held virtually. And in order to interact both of them for an entire 2 hours a week, I needed to be able to create activities which weren't the most usual or conventional ways of teaching English. Because I think the very basics of English would have to be taught at a very young age. And you can't play like ABCD games with 20-year-olds, if you know what I mean. So it involved thinking of various innovative ideas, thinking out of the box in order to come up with interactive ways in order to make sure that your class was fun, but to make sure that wasn't like kiddish at the same time, which was something that I learned. And another thing was I learned to be more confident of myself because both of them are older than me. Again, it took a lot of confidence to be able to present myself, my opinions, my views, and to be able to point them out, like constructive criticism whenever they did something wrong. And I think that is an important soft skill that I learned during the process as well. One of the biggest advantages of teaching for me personally is that I had a lot of fun. And I think I learned a lot during the process. So I actually had a lot of new experiences through this, where the three of us had a lot of fun, came up with very innovative lessons. Like, we just had this one lesson trying to do tongue twisters in order to improve pronunciation, which was a lot of fun. And I think that biggest advantage of teaching is that you yourself get to learn a lot. And you also get to learn more about the people who you're teaching, so you bond with them on a completely different level. Overall, I would say that my teaching experience at IPYP was a very, very, very interesting one, and I would definitely do it again. Thank you.
Thank you. And now, in the end of the podcast, I'd like to say that it surely can be difficult in the beginning. Just as Alexandra mentioned, students can be not motivated or they cannot take you seriously. Also, you can be maybe depressed a bit, and not everything will be going fine from the beginning, because it's also a learning process to learn how to teach. Don't be scared to try, because you remember, Chichi mentioned that she was teaching something she'd never studied at university, so you can just study something yourself and then share your knowledge, because a lot of different topics can be useful for other people as well, not only for you. Don't be greedy and share. If you want to try but you're not sure if to go to special university to become a certificated teacher, you can try doing it voluntarily. It can be done in projects like Let's Shake Hands or International Polyglot Youth Project. Also, you can just suggest help to your friends or family or students at your school or university who are younger than you. I remember I was teaching like my whole life. I was explaining something to others and I really liked it. Also, the more connections you have, the easier it is to find potential students. For example, I'm really grateful for my organization here in Niritaze in Mushtarhaz, because I'm not only a ESC volunteer for Radio Podcast, but they also provided me with an opportunity to go to a local school to see Hungarian kids and teenagers and try to teach them either English or my mother language. It is super exciting because teachers are needed. And maybe just you are now living in a different country and people interested in your mother language want to study this, but they don't know that you exist. So announce yourself and know that you can help. Even just on Instagram, and you can learn more about it in my podcast about StudyGram, you can search for StudyGrams and help people who are studying your native language. Of course, teaching is not only about languages. Just as today, Tanya and Titi were speaking about teaching IT or piano classes. Just remember that imagination is your limit, but your kindness does not have any. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope that the voice notes of my friends helped not only me, but also some of our listeners who are thinking whether they need to try teaching or not. See you next time on the Radio Mushtar FM 89.6 or on your favorite podcast platform, where you can find us as ESC Mushtar FM Volunteers. Today with you, it was Nata, and all my pleasure and happiness. See you next time. Bye-bye.